I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Woo-hoo! Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30 on Tuesday, August 23rd. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for all of you texting us, saying good morning on our studio line, 702-364-9400. We have Brian S. checking in, Buckeye Bob, Melissa, Francis, Rudy, Raul, Aubrey, Jan, Sandel, Cujo, Scott, Jay, Zach, the Texas Moore family. Sheila is checking in this morning with some really kind words, and also we have on Twitter, at Mercedes in the AM, Don, Martin, Mike. Listening, so thank you for that. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing? Big day in your world. Big week in your world. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there. You know, everything is good. My daughter is headed off to her college today. She and her dad are leaving this morning, and so last night it was like, just, you know, it's go time. Here we are. Let's do this. Let's pack everything. What are we missing? Last minute trips to the store. She and I had to go down to downtown Summerlin. She needed some jeans, she realized. And so we went and got her some new jeans. Just to have dinner together last night. And, you know, there were some highs and lows for sure. But I think she's definitely excited. She's gonna do great. And so, yeah, it was a good night.
She's gonna be, yeah, things are gonna be awesome for her. How is her excitement level? It's gotta be, I'm trying to think. I remember the night before flying to Las Vegas and going to UNLV, and I'm sure you remember the night before you went off to college. It's an excitement, but there's also just this underlying anxiety that was happening. I was just excited to get out there and, you know, get situated and get settled. So that's going to happen for her today. My gosh, the world's going to change this afternoon. That's
awesome.
Yeah,
everything's changing. So she, you know, there's some highs and some lows for sure. And so she's definitely nervous. And we had talks about everything and just told her just to go in with an open mind. And we're just a few hours away, and, you know, we're still here. So, yeah, it's exciting, but definitely a big change, that's for sure. So it was a good night. How was your night?
It was good. I left here yesterday, did a couple errands, and then I went and did the TV show, Las Vegas Now, did that in the afternoon. And then when that finished, I went and got a haircut after that, got home and did a nice little outdoor workout, had some dinner, had some L&L barbecue last night for dinner. That was delicious. And then did show prep last night, and that took me to about 9:30. And that's when I called it quits on the day. I was done at 9:30.
Yeah, last night I was. We were trying to watch the season finale of Only Murders in the Building, and I know my husband and my daughter watched. I heard the opening credits, and then my eyes just were so heavy. I was like out. And then at the very end, I heard my husband. I heard him go, "Oh my gosh!" So something big happened on the finale. I heard the reaction. But I did. I could not stay awake to watch it. So, yeah, it was kind of early-ish night for me, considering when I normally go to bed.
I love those when you go into bed with kind of those intentions of maybe watching a show or reading a book, and you get in there for like a split second. I do that all a lot. I'll lie in bed. I'm like, let me just lie here for 1 second, then I'll read my book or do whatever. And I literally put my head on the pillow. Next thing you know, I hear Laura like, "Hey, you're snoring." "Oh, I'm sorry. Let me roll over on my stomach."
Yeah, I had no control. I tried. My eyes are, I'm like, stay open. It's not going to work. So hopefully you guys aren't having that issue this morning as we get things going. We are so excited. Great show for you this morning. And we have more tickets for you to see Imagine Dragons when they come to town in September. So make sure you're listening for that. 7 o'clock hour is your first pair. So that is all coming up this morning. But first, let's kick off the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear A Little Respect by Erasure? Worth It by Fifth Harmony. Give it to me, I'm worth it. Baby, I'm worth to hear Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. Stacey's Mom has got it going on. She's all I want, and I've waited for so long. Those are your choices. You can tweet us with your vote at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page or just text or call us 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Rumors are true, yeah. It's time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
The new issue of Rolling Stone UK has Harry Styles on the cover, and it crowns him, quote, new king of pop. Now, that is not going over well with Michael Jackson fans. So Michael's own nephew, Taj Jackson, tweeted, "There is no new king of pop. You don't own the title, Rolling Stone, and you didn't earn it. My uncle did." He goes on to say, decades of dedication and sacrifice, the title has been retired. No disrespect to Harry Styles. He's mega talented. Give him his own unique title. Harry Styles, the new king of pop?
I don't know. I mean, I do think there is some legitimacy to what they say, what they're saying. However, you know, I don't want people mad at me, but look, when in royalty, when a king passes on, a new king comes in, right?
Yes.
It's not like that king was all, there's a new king. I'm not saying I agree that Harry Styles is the new king of pop, but I do think at some point someone needs to be crowned a new king of pop because unfortunately Michael Jackson is no longer with us. And while I do believe he was the king of pop, you know, there's got to be a new one at some point.
Someone's got to take that crown.
Right.
Someone tweeted out, Michael Jackson is the king of pop of every generation. Certainly has a slew of hits. But yeah, at some point, someone's going to surpass that legacy. Does Harry Styles have as many hits as Michael Jackson? No. Has he sold as many albums? No. But is he on track to do that? Yes. I can see him becoming the official king of pop.
Or yeah, I don't want to say the king of pop, but I like the new king of pop.
There you go.
Like it implies that Michael Jackson was the original, and then you're the new one. You know?
Yeah.
Down the line.
I think we got this.
Yeah.
Someone, Steph, send us to Michael Jackson's nephew.
No, don't.
This should calm the kid down. Drought conditions are bad all around the world, and in LA, they are really bad. But apparently not everyone cares. So the LA Times did some water shaming, just pointing out some facts is what they did. In a new report, they say that Kim Kardashian, her sister Kourtney, Kevin Hart, Sylvester Stallone, Dwayne Wade, and his wife Gabrielle Union are among the area's biggest water wasters. They've all received notices that they have surpassed 150% of their monthly water budget at least four times since restrictions were put in place. Now, Kevin went 519%. 519% over in June, while Dwayne and Gabrielle were 1,400% over during the same month.
Wow, 1,400?
That is a lot of water.
You're going to get charged on that fourth tier, and I bet your water bill is not cheap.
Yeah, what are you watering right now? Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, LA Times running that stuff right now, pointing out who's really wasting water. Let's talk about the charts, because Nicki Minaj's Super Freaky Girl debuted at number one on the Hot 100. Here is that. This is the first song by a solo female rapper to do that since 1998. The last female solo rapper to come in and debut at number one was Lauryn Hill. Nicki Minaj hitting it big on the charts right now. And the last one here, so many fans tried to stream House of Dragons on Sunday night that HBO Max, it crashed, leaving thousands of users unable to watch the first episode when it was released. HBO says only a small portion of users were affected, and the numbers actually backs that up, because the first episode of the Game of Thrones prequel drew 9.9 million viewers on Sunday, making it the largest audience for any new original series in the history of the streamer.
Oh, wow. I've been wanting to watch it. I've got it on the DVR ready to go, and I heard it was amazing.
Yeah, Game of Thrones fans, you have something to watch now. We'll have more dirt coming up in the 7 o'clock hour right around 7:15.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1681.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, August 23rd. Is it gloomy out there or is it just early?
Oh boy, I didn't look outside like that yet.
I'm looking outside, I'm like, wow, it looks really gloomy, but it could be because, you know, we're easing into the later months here and the sun's not coming up as early, so maybe it's just dark out, but it looks gloomy to me.
There's a little gloom out there this morning.
Yeah. Bleh. A little August gloom. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. I'm really good. I mentioned yesterday my niece was turning 21, was her 21st birthday, and I'm like, how's my niece turn 21? How's that possible? Time is such a weird thing, but so last night was a big 21st birthday, and I know she had plans to go out with her girlfriends, and at one point there was talk of like my mom going and my sister going out and joining them for a drink, and going home, but my sister was sending pictures. She wanted to go out for, they had dinner at the house, and she wanted to go to the store and buy her first alcoholic beverage. And so, yeah, my sister's like, you're 21, go do it. And she bought a Mike's Hard Lemonade, just one bottle of it.
That was the drink of choice.
That was the drink, yeah, Mike's Hard Lemonade. And she had it at dinner, and my sister was sending the family these photos that she didn't even finish it. She had like a couple sips at dinner, and then like they moved into the family room to watch The Bachelor or something last night, and there was the Mike's Hard Lemonade sitting like on the table stand. And then it moved to the coffee table. It went down just a tiny bit. So I'm not sure if she was going out later on with girlfriends or if her 21st birthday was spent drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade watching The Bachelor.
I know the first time I had alcohol, it was such a letdown. I thought, oh man, this must be amazing. It's going to be so great. And then I teased it. I was like, ew, this tastes terrible. What the heck? Why do people drink this?
What is this?
Yeah, I think you go in having these high expectations and it tastes like crap. It's not good. So just letting you all know if you're thinking, no, you're missing out on something, you're really not. I mean, when you get older, I think you develop a taste for it. For certain types, maybe you find the drink you like, but I remember the first time I had beer, I'm like, this is disgusting. Why would you drink this?
And then I'm thinking, was that really her first taste of alcohol last night? Probably not.
Yeah, you know, probably not. I'm not gonna make a snap judgment on what she does on her off time.
I will. I'm her godfather. I can make these snap judgments.
Up to you.
As her godfather, I'm gonna say she has had alcohol, and maybe the reason she only had a couple sips of Mike's Hard Lemonade was because maybe she celebrated with friends the night before. This is just my speculation. This is my speculation.
Yeah, purely speculation. We don't want to be condemning her to this reputation of being an underage drinker, but you know.
Do you remember when you hit that age or time of your life when you started to appreciate it? Like, I look back at UNLVino, and we go every year, but I would just be sucking down wine to get drunk. I didn't care what it tasted like. I went to the place that had no line and sit there and drink it. But it was my late 20s where I was just at home with my parents, and my mom had a nice bottle of wine, when I just, like, truly enjoyed it. I'm like, ah, this is good. Okay, I get this now. But it was my late 20s when I started to appreciate wine.
I think it was about that for me. Maybe mid to late 20s. My dad was big into wine. So he would try to teach me about things like, hey, this is a Cabernet. This is really full bodied. You're going to taste, you know, this and that. And so he started teaching me about it. And then I started getting interested in it. And that's when I started developing an affinity for it, if you will.
Yes. So that was kind of like my side activity last night, watching my sister post photos or send photos to us of my niece's 21st birthday. How was your night?
It was good. Kind of just rounding, rounding up the troops, because Sophie is doing her big move today, and last night it was just like, do you have this? Do you have that? Do you have a hair dryer? Oh my gosh, we got to get you a hair dryer. We got to do this, and you know, kind of last minute things and packing things up as she and my husband they head to school today, and then Brooklyn and I are going to meet them at the end of the week. She's got this pre-orientation, like, camping trip. It's like they go up to, I want to say, like, the Laguna State Park, or there's some park in Laguna, and they do they do like these bonding exercises and they meet people and, you know, it's a smaller group and she's in the Honors College. So she gets to meet the people in the Honors College. And so she's just getting ready for that. I'm like, oh, hey, this is what you need to pack camping. But it was good. It's bittersweet. You know, I'm kind of all over the place right
I'm
now.
Sure
I'm
you
like
are.
Excited yeah. and then I get sad and it's just everywhere.
Well, we're here for you for whatever you need this journey.
Thank you.
We're here for you, my friend. Okay. On today's show, yes, Imagine Dragons. They will be at Allegiant Stadium September 10th, and you're going to be at that show. We got your tickets at 7:40. If you don't get them at 7:40, we also have them for you at 9:40 this morning. And up next is What's Trending. What do you have for us?
Well, it looks like Drake set another major milestone, a leak of Brittany and Elton and Taco Bell maybe switching things up. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Probably trending already.
We're trending now.
You do know that it's trending, right?
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending is on Mix 94.1.
Drake has reached a major milestone this week. To celebrate their 20th anniversary, Shazam, the music discovery app that lets you listen to and collect information on any song you hear, they announced that Drizzy is the most Shazammed artist of all time. He has 250 million Shazams across his solo songs and tracks that he's been featured on. And topping the list of his most Shazammed Drake track, it was from the 2016 Views single, One Dance.
I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand.
This song
one more time
has been Shazammed more than 17 million times.
I need a one dance.
That's a lot of Shazams.
But how Shazam works, I don't have the app, but I kind of know the basics of it. It's to identify a song you don't know. So someone hears this, they're at the mall, and this song is playing. They're getting their Shazam app open for Shazam to say, yeah, that's Drake's One Dance. Is that the basic premise of the app?
Yeah, so like I have Shazam, so I hit, I'm like, oh, I what's this song?
I need a one dance.
And so I hit it. There's a little button in the middle.
Yeah.
You press it.
One more time, but I go.
And then it comes up. It says, that song is One Dance by Drake.
So can you then play that song? Or is it just saying that 17 million people didn't know what that song was?
Yeah, they didn't know what that song was, or they wanted to know who sings it. And then it gives you the option to open it up in Apple Music, or at least on mine. It tells you some of his other top songs, what album it's on, what are some of his other albums. Here's a link to YouTube to watch the video.
Gives you everything then. All right.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things. Now, he wasn't the only one to come up with some impressive numbers. Ed Sheeran's Shape of You, that was the fastest track to reach 10 million Shazams in 87 days, while BTS's Butter, that was the fastest track to reach 1 million in just 9 days.
Dang.
Yeah, that was huge. Now, what's the most Shazammed song ever? Ever? It's by The Tones and I, Dance Monkey.
Dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. Oh, oh. I never seen anybody do that thing you do.
So there you go. Some big numbers on Shazam. Also trending this morning, Elton John and Britney Spears. So their collab is coming out on Friday at technically 9 p.m. on Thursday, our time. But Elton just unveiled a snippet of it on TikTok yesterday. The song is called Hold Me Close, and it's a melody of Elton's 1971 hit Tiny Dancer. The music gets set to a pop beat with some auto-tune, some guitar, and they release the cover art, which is a side-by-side childhood photos of both Spears and John. So do you guys want to hear the snippet that he released yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here you go.
Hold me close, tiny dancer. Count the headlights on the highway.
So I actually listened to the whole song yesterday. They played it for us. I had a record call with the label, and they played the whole song. First of all, what do you think of that?
I like that 14-second snippet.
You like it?
I do. I feel like it ties into the original song a little bit. You still feel the original vibe and DNA of that first song with a new spin on it. So that 8-10 seconds there, I like it.
I heard the whole song, and I just being fully transparent, I was just kind of like, eh. I told the label person that I felt that way. I told them I liked the Dua Lipa Elton John song better. But I also said I need to listen to it a couple more times. Mm-hmm. It felt lazy to me. It just felt like an auto-tuned version of Tiny Dancer with Britney on it. So I didn't love it first listen. But there's been many songs I didn't love first listen, and then I grew to love. So I'm hoping after I hear it a couple more times, I like it better.
And you heard the entire song.
Yeah, I actually, I have my phone and I'm,
no, do you have...
I'm not playing it.
We're all friends. I will get in so much trouble.
I mean, maybe for you off the air, I'll play you what I got. But I was like, I don't know.
Let me give you this snippet again.
I didn't love it.
Let's hear this.
Hold me close, I'm tired of dancing. Count the headlights on the highway.
I do. I like that. Yeah, that 14 seconds, I like that. You know, expand it. Might not like it, but I do like that 14 seconds gave us.
But it basically sounds like Britney just doing a cover, right?
Yeah. It stays in the original DNA
of
the song.
So it's not supposed to be like a cover. It's supposed to be a new version. And that's why I said it felt lazy. Because it's supposed to be a new song. Just like, you know, the Dua Lipa, yes, Elton John song. That was like a new song that was like inspired by his. And I was just kind of like... It sounds kind of like a cover to me, and it feels a little lazy. And he is like, well, give it a couple of listens. And I was like, you're right. I need to give it a couple more listens on that one. So that's my personal opinion.
They take notes and go back to someone saying, well, yes, Mercedes at the Mix 94.1 Las Vegas says it sounds lazy. Britney's like, oh, no.
Oh, I love Britney. I hope, you know, that's nothing personal. I wasn't feeling it.
I get what you're saying.
But that's, that's just me being honest. And then finally, this morning, Taco Bell is trending. This is quite the turnaround from the whole Mexican pizza debacle from earlier this year. So now Taco Bell might start selling actual pizzas now, or something close to it. They're calling it a cheesy Chipotle chicken flatbread. And it's toasted flatbread with chicken, onions, cheese, tortilla strips, and Chipotle sauce. And you can even add like jalapenos if you want. Each one's going to cost $4. I guess just the word pizza and how the Mexican pizza just ignited again. They thought, hey, let's try another version of pizza. They're currently testing this at a few locations in Charlotte, North Carolina. Not clear when they plan to go nationwide with it. Also not clear if any other toppings or combinations are in the works, but it sounds like you can get more than just the Mexican pizza at Taco Bell here in the near future, and that is what's trending. It is UNLV move-in day. Kids are packing up and headed into the dorms, and that is always exciting to see all the parents with them and everyone hauling their big boxes in. And it's just it's so exciting. Even if you have someone that, you know, if your kid lives here locally, but they're still moving into the dorms, it's a big deal, right?
There's a lot of energy down there on campus. Yeah, going in there for the first time, seeing what your room looks like, laying stuff out on your bed, talking to your roommate, setting up the refrigerator, the microwave, everything that goes inside of it. The dorm room is like a blank canvas. And you're coming in there with all the paints and everything, and you're going to just paint a masterpiece inside that dorm room.
Some would say the mind is a blank canvas when you go into a college, too. It's a brand new start. It's a whole new set of learning. And I was talking to my daughter about that because we packed her up last night, and they are headed to her college today. They're driving out of town today, and it's crazy. And, you know, there's definitely some nerves involved on her part and my part and my husband's part and her sister's part. Like, it was, you know, kind of an emotional night last night. But, you know, a lot of dinner we spent just talking and trying to give advice, but at the same time listening and not talking too much. But it got me thinking, and you and I think we're on the same page on this, is just looking back at what you knew then versus what you know now. And it doesn't even have to be like for someone who is going to college, but just telling something to your younger self. What if you could go back and talk to your younger self and tell them something, give them some sort of advice? What advice would you give? What would you say to your younger self? I actually tweeted that out yesterday, or maybe it was the day before. No, it was 2 days ago. And some of the advice that people sent back, I was like, oh my gosh, that is good. And I was telling some of those things to my daughter last night.
Oh, what do you got?
Let me look at this tweet. Be more inquisitive and don't think you know everything you need to know. Someone always knows something more than you. And if you ask questions, you'll know it too.
Oh, those are good. That's good.
That's good. Don't let fear or anyone tell you that you can't do something or it's too hard or unattainable or just settle. Also, save your money and invest in Apple and Google in 2003.
That would be great advice. I don't know if they still do it, but I remember when I went to UNLV, there was credit card companies all over campus. And I remember, is Discover Card even still around? They had a big tent. And the person, sign up for Discover Card and get a free Domino's pizza. I'm like, what? I didn't work my first semester. I'm like, free pizza, food, absolutely. And it was like a $200 credit limit, and that thing was maxed out within like 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh darn it.
Such a mistake. If you're gonna get a credit card, don't use it. Just, you know, maybe start establishing your credit score. Don't use it. Or if you do, just, you know, pay it off, but don't buy pizzas with it and stuff like that.
Oh, I got my free pizza, ate that thing that afternoon, and then I'm like, okay, oh, I got a Discover card. We can buy more pizza, you guys. And then the following week, let's use my Discover card. Declined. Oh, darn it.
What advice would you give your younger self? Some of the other things that I got here, it says, go to the doctor. You may not feel like what they find. You may not like what they find, but it's going to be okay. And this is from someone who 24 fell into a diabetic coma and they had no idea they had diabetes. Like, it just,
wow.
Go to the doctor. This one says, get jacked because you're going to be bald, so you'll need something going for you. Yeah, get jacked, guys.
Hey, if you're going to UNLV, that gym is state of the art. So you have a free gym facility to get yourself jacked before you go bald, fellas.
This one says, go to football games, enjoy the full college experience. And then this text just came in. I would tell my younger self to slow down. Don't rush life to get to a different place in life. You'll get there when you get there. Yeah, that's all good, really good stuff.
All right, we got the Hot 3 coming up next. What do you got for us?
Okay, we are going to talk about your kid's backpack. If you have a little one going to school this morning, they're carrying a backpack. Wait until you hear what I have to tell you about that backpack. It's kind of nasty. That's coming up. Also, your dog is so sweet, and they actually cry tears of joy. We'll explain. And do you know a store that might be a front for illegal activity? Surprisingly, a lot of people say yes. We're going to talk about that coming up next in the Hot 3.
Here we go.
3, 2.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
All right, here is a fun little stat for back to school season. Your kid's backpack is covered in 31 times more germs than your disgusting cell phone. So when they come home from school, maybe you don't let them put it on the kitchen table. You know, have them put it somewhere else or get the Clorox wipes out, because Clorox actually commissioned this study and they swabbed a bunch of things in homes with school-aged kids. Excuse me. And what they found some interesting things. When your kid gets home from school, their clothes are 28 times germier than the average toilet seat.
Oh.
Their clothes. The average parent's couch is as germy as a dog's tennis ball. Remote controls and video games controllers, they're 26 times more germier than the average bathroom doorknob. And 69% of parents are worried about their kids bringing germs home from school.
I have like a laptop bag and I've had it for 10 years. I've never once cleaned it.
Oh gosh, we should swab that. I bet there's like E. coli on there. I bet there's just nastiness.
It goes everywhere with me. We're in Chicago, it's on the airplane, on the floor of the airplane. It literally goes everywhere with me. Anytime I go somewhere for radio or TV, I bring that bag with me all over the place. I think we should swab all of our bags and see who has the dirtiest bag.
Oh man, I would put my money on yours, honestly. I don't take my bag everywhere.
Can you dry clean a bag?
Yeah,
you can.
I'm sure
yeah,
you could.
I should dry clean it or something, because I think it's got a stench too.
You know, it's also okay if you've had it for that many years to just maybe get a new one.
He's got character.
Yeah, it kind of looks like one of those things that like the guys with feathers in their caps on horses would deliver, like the ye old decrees and stuff. I think it might be Harry,
Harry, the British are coming.
Yes, exactly. And here's my bag.
Let me get something out of my satchel, my quill tip pen.
Yeah, it's got character, all right. Also this morning, give your dog some extra rubs when you get home from work today, because they really did miss you, and they might be super emotional about it. A new study in Japan found that dogs' eyes, they well up with tears of joy when they're reunited with their owners. This is the sweetest thing I've ever heard. They used a test to measure how watery 18 different dogs' eyes were before and after they saw their owners. The owners had been away for a full 7 hours. So as soon as they saw them, their tear production increased by 10%. And it only happened with their owners. It didn't happen with other people that the dogs knew. The researchers think that seeing us causes our dogs to produce more of the love hormone, oxytocin, and that's what makes them cry. So it's more proof that your dog really does love you. They only looked at tears of joy. They didn't test to see if the dogs also cry when they experience negative emotions like sadness.
That is a cool thing. Anytime Laura travels and she comes home, she always comes around to like the back gate and she goes outside and I let the dogs and they go running out thinking they're just going to go to the bathroom or something. And there she is, kind of sitting in the grass waiting for them, and they just go nuts, licking her face. They just like tackle her. That is a cool thing to see.
That just warms your heart to knowing that they just love you that much. They're so happy that they're crying.
Right?
About
yes.
It. It's so sweet.
We should do that with our sniffing others when they come home.
Oh, to cry?
Yes.
My husband cries when I get home. He's like, "Why did you come home so early?"
I thought I'd ask myself
me another
hour.
Please
get out.
Go. Finally, this morning, have you ever seen a store and thought, "Man, how does that place even stay in business?" Like, I don't know. Sometimes I'll see little stores like vacuum cleaner repairs or something. I'm like, what? How do people go in there? Well, maybe this explains it. Nothing against vacuum cleaner repair shops, but I'm just saying. A new poll found almost 1 in 6 Americans know of a store in their area that could be a front for illegal activity. 16% of Americans said yes, they know one. Another 4% say they'd rather not answer that question for some reason. Probably because that person who owns that store knows where they live. 48% said there aren't any businesses they suspect of being a front for something illegal. And another 31% said they're not sure.
I think there are a bunch here in town, but for my own safety, I'm not going to mention them here in town. So I'm going to go to, if you've ever been to Morongo Valley, driving to Palm Springs, taking the back way through California, it's like every storefront. They have like a fax repair shop. Like, that many people are bringing you their fax machines to be repaired, that it keeps you in business.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Mm-mm. It does not make sense. There was a store that we saw that used to be like, not in downtown Denver, but just outside of it. And there's a train that goes like on the side on this road called Santa Fe. And that's where it was. And you'd see it. And they sold like feathers.
They sold feathers?
Like, I don't know. There had to have been more than just feathers, but it was called, like, the Feather Lady or something. I can't even remember the name of it. But I'm like, why are they selling feathers? And at first, I just thought it was funny. And I thought maybe, like, people that make pillows go to them and they buy the feathers. I didn't know. But now I look back and I'm like, there's something so shady about it, because there were usually cars in front of it. And I'm just like, no, there's got to be more to it than that.
We offer feathers and hit on people.
What?
Well, so if you say like it's a mobster, like what kind of services are they running? What are the legal activities? Feathers and cocaine? What are they doing back there?
I don't know. There's something. They're the feathers up front, something else in back.
Yeah. Coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, Imagine Dragons will be here in September. September 10th is that show. We've got your tickets at 7:40. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
It is. Wow. These Harry Styles pictures are really cool. He's on the cover of Rolling Stone, and man, he looks fantastic.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude. He's like the it guy right now. And if you missed this in the dirt, we're talking about this earlier. The new issue of Rolling Stone UK has him on the cover, and it crowns him, quote, the new king of pop. And that's not sitting well with Michael Jackson fans. In fact, Michael Jackson's nephew Taj kind of went off saying, "There's no new king of pop. You don't own the title Rolling Stone. You didn't earn it. My uncle did." He goes on to say, decades of dedication and sacrifice. The title has been retired. No disrespect to Harry Styles. He's mega talented. Give him his own unique title. And then so earlier in the show, we were talking about, does Harry Styles deserve that title? Should Michael Jackson always be the king of pop? Or should, you know, the king at some point steps down and a new king steps in? Who would that be?
I feel like you can have multiple kings of pop. Of course, there will always be the original. Michael Jackson will always be the original king of pop. And I say we rebrand it as that, the original king of pop. But I think you can have like a current king of pop. I think that's okay. I mean, it's not taking anything away from Michael Jackson. But my argument earlier was, okay, so when in actual, you know, kingdoms, there are multiple kings. And then when one king passes away, a new king comes in and they're the king now. And so I think that you can still have multiple kings and have Michael Jackson be the original one.
You look at Excalibur, they have Tournament of Kings. There's multiple kings. So we'd have Michael Jackson. I definitely think Harry Styles needs to be in the conversation. And someone else I think that needs to be, I consider him a king of pop, is Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. I don't know. And it's only because I'm letting my personal feelings get in the way. I didn't like how there are a lot of things I didn't like about JT. I love his music, but I think he got kind of douchey there at the end.
Well, there's a lot of things I don't like about Michael Jackson.
Yeah, this is very true. This is very true. We're just going based on musical talent. So that's a good point. Who else would be in contention for the king of pop? 702-364-9400. I think it, oh man, because there's a lot of people that I think of that, like, who would be king of rap or who would be king of R&B, you know? Do they fall under pop or is that a separate thing?
You go, what you're talking about, Drake and all the records that Drake has, like, the most songs ever on the Hot 100.
I need a one yeah. dance, got a Hennessy in my head.
Does Drake fall in the category of pop? You call him the king of pop? One of the kings?
No, like, but, see, but I don't call him the king of rap either. You know? But he's definitely earned some sort of a legacy. Ah, this is so hard. I don't know. And then you have the princes and princesses of pop. Like, Britney. Wouldn't she be the princess of pop?
Yes.
I would think.
Beyonce?
Beyonce. Oh, she's not a princess. She's a queen.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She's a queen.
Okay, then where would you put this guy as far as going back to the king and princes of pop?
Yeah, you got that yummy, 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 yummy.
This is too hard. Yeah, I don't like this game anymore.
We're throwing these people at you. You're the one that's going to knight these people, kings and stuff.
I don't like it.
Okay, what about this guy? His concert was on fire this weekend.
Jonathan actually wants to make an argument for this guy. Good morning, Jonathan. What do you think? Jonathan.
Hello.
Hey, what do you think? You think The Weeknd is the king of pop?
I think The Weeknd could be a contender for the king of pop. Just considering his music and the way that he's been, and he's kind of bringing back that style that has been missing from music nowadays, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. You definitely have an argument for that one. So he's definitely kind of changing the game. So, but then I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, well, is he poppy? I don't consider him like pop, but I guess it goes in pop music. The pop stands for popular. So I'm really over it.
What about this guy here?
Oh, man.
He's got to be in there, right? He's got to be the table.
Leave me just watch.
Yeah. Okay, what about Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet.
You know what? He deserves a seat at the table. Absolutely.
I'm in love with your body.
Maybe we make him like...
Last night you were in my room.
Bad habits lead to late.
The man in waiting of pop. The court jester of pop.
He's not a court jester of pop.
He's funny. He's got a great sense of humor. He makes me smile.
If we
I don't know.
A Knights of the Round Table of pop, he would be at that table. He would be a knight.
Yeah, he would be somewhere there. Like, maybe not the head knight, but he'd be one of the knights.
Okay.
Isn't it my
Shawn Mendes? Is he at the table?
Unfortunately, no, for me, right now. But he's up and coming. He's making his way there. He's fighting some battles along the way. And, yeah, maybe one day.
What was that Heath Ledger movie? He was like the sassy knight.
Oh, what was that movie? Steph will know. Steph, what was that movie with Heath Ledger?
You know what I'm talking about?
Which one?
He was like jousting all the time.
Was it like A Knight's Tale?
A Knight's Tale. He's the knight in A Knight's Tale. He's the sassy, cool knight. That's what Shawn Mendes is.
It's not. Is it the Joker? It's not the Joker, is it?
No, that wasn't. I'm not thinking about the Dark Knight of Batman. An actual knighting movie, like Knights of
the A Knight's
Roundtable.
Tale?
Yeah, it's A Knight's Tale. Yeah.
And wasn't Keira Knightley in it?
I don't think so. Keira Knightley? Who I think you're mixing up your medieval movies.
She was in another medieval movie, was she? Well, the debate continues. Who would be the who is the king of pop? You can continue the debate on social media.
Someone just texted us and says, "You guys are about to open up a can of worms. I would close it now." I know. It's really subjective. It really is.
Now, listen, we are late starting our 7 a.m. social club, so we'll start that here as soon as we have commercials. We'll be live on Facebook and YouTube, so you can watch the show during the 7 a.m. social club. I think Steph is about to start it right now. Turn that down. And then coming up here, we do have the dirt. In the dirt is Tom Brady going to reality TV. Details in about 10 minutes.
All the rumors are true, yeah.
It's time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Tom Brady returned to the Buccaneers practice after an 11-day personal break, and there's a lot of speculation as to what he was doing during these mystery 11 days. One rumor was that he was taping The Masked Singer. Remember, Brady does have a post-retirement deal in place with Fox. Well, Tom shot down those rumors and said he was on a break in the Bahamas and actually posted photos of himself in the Bahamas.
Or that could be a ruse, you know.
Oh, curveball.
Why? You know, he said he was going to retire and he didn't do that, so he has told a fib or two in his life.
He's not trustworthy, that Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? He's on Masked Singer.
Well, Gronk was, right?
Yeah, Gronk was on, yeah.
I feel like they do everything together, so.
Now, Demi Lovato will be at the Venetian at the end of September, and she opened up about what it was like being a child star on Disney and her advice for those wanting to do the same. Well, she basically thinks they better not. This is an interview with Pop Crush, and she said it's more important to have a personal life than it is a career at that stage. I think that's what got lost in the era of Disney when I was in it. We were all working so hard, running ourselves into the ground. If you want to be a teenager, be a teenager. If you want to do this for a living, maybe wait a little bit until you're older so you can have life experience under your belt.
I totally get where she's coming from. I mean, it seems like they really do kind of exploit them and they become larger than life. And then once they age out, it's like, bye. See you later. And then they're not there for them anymore.
It just ends. It all of a sudden ends.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj is Super Freak. This song right here. Debuted at number one on the Hot 100 this week. And it's the first song by a solo female rapper to do that since 1998. The last lady to have that honor was Lauryn Hill.
Of these songs that are coming out now are like samples from other songs, and like part of me loves it for the nostalgia part, and then the other part of me is so annoyed by it. It's like, that was already a hit, you can't steal it, you know? It's just so, I don't know, I go both ways on it,
because she's sampling Rick James and Super Freak.
She's a super freak,
which peaked at number 16 back in 1981. Super Freak has been sampled in more than 30 songs. Nicki is the first one to hit number one with this sample. And I didn't realize this. MC Hammer samples Super Freak and You Can't Touch This.
Can't touch this. Why you standing there, man?
You can hear it.
Yeah. Oh, there's just the two that I pulled, because You Can't Touch This peaked at number eight. So Nicki Minaj getting that song technically up to number one with her song.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these other songs. Jay-Z has sampled it. Big Daddy Kane has sampled it. Gucci Mane has sampled it. Lots of people have sampled Super Freak.
Mm-hmm. Harry Styles, by the way, number two song in the country, Lizzo, About Damn Time, is number three. So the LA Dodgers celebrated Women's Day on Sunday, and as part of it, they had the players, they had their significant others choose their walk-up songs. So two players ended up with the same song, and they hit back-to-back in the lineup. The wife of first baseman, Freddie Freeman, and the wife of catcher, Will Smith, chose this song right here as their walk-up song.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. So those two players combined to go 6-for-10 with three RBIs and two runs scored. And the Dodgers ended up crushing the Marlins 10-3. And there's talk that Freddie and Will should keep those songs for the rest of the season.
We were watching that game, and when we heard it, that dun-dun, we're like, who picked this for their walk-up music? We didn't realize that the wives picked it, but I was like, that got my attention.
Well, let's do this. What would be your walk-up song from a female artist? We've done this before. Let's focus on you. You have to pick a walk-up song from a female artist. I'll let you think about it for a second, because I would go with this right here. Walking up to the plate.
What would you pick, Steph?
Man, I have to choose something with Ari. I'll probably choose Ariana Grande, Be All Right. We're gonna be all right. It's a good upbeat song, happy. It's gonna be all right.
I think I would pick Blackpink, How You Like That. I like how it just starts out so hard. How you like that? Da, na, na. And then I walk up like I was all cool and stuff. How you like
that? Oh, that'd be good. You gonna like
that? Da, 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 I think that would be good walk-up music.
These are great walk-up songs. Imagine Dragons, they will be here at Allegiant Stadium on September 10th, and you're going to be at that show. We've got your tickets coming up here at 7:40. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
It is 7:31. If you ever want to call the show or text us, we are here. Our number is 702-364-9400. We would love to hear from you. And we're talking about things being stolen from you. Have you ever had something stolen? Like you flat out know it was stolen. It wasn't like, I might have misplaced it. I might have lost it. Someone actually took something that belonged to you. And maybe it was something kind of odd. What was it? What's the weirdest thing you had stolen? We're talking about, did you ever see the movie Coda?
I have not, no.
Oh, so good. Troy Kotsur, he actually won an Oscar for that movie. And last weekend, his Jeep was stolen. And his Oscar just happened to be in his Jeep. So They were looking for the vehicle. He notified the police. They began their investigation. They found the vehicle with two juvenile male suspects inside. They admitted to stealing the Jeep, and they were charged with theft of means of transportation. And the vehicle was returned with everything inside. But he had, his Jeep stolen, but he also had his Oscar stolen from him, too, which is kind of an odd thing. I wonder if they realized what they had when they had it.
They pull off. They start looking around. Also, too, the Oscars were back in March. I wonder if it's been. I wonder if he won the Oscar, got in his Jeep, threw it in the backseat, and just kind of forgot about it. Like, went about life, and months passed by, and all of a sudden your Jeep is stolen. Like, wait, what else was in? They're going through it. What was in your Jeep?
Yeah. My Oscar. Have you ever had something kind of weird stolen from you before?
I did. Oh, my gosh. I think I've told the story before. But so when I came to UNLV, I didn't have a car for pretty much the first year because I was planning on buying a mountain bike. And my going away gift from my coworkers at the end was a bunch of cash to buy a mountain bike. So I bought a really nice mountain bike. And I had it for about a month and a half. And at night, I would lock it up on the bike rack at the dorms, had a really fancy lock. And the next morning, I come out, Boyd Hall, UNLV, come walking out, go to get my bike to ride it to class. Someone stole the handlebars off my mountain bike. Handlebars.
What are they going to do with handlebars?
Apparently, they're pretty good handlebars because they were not cheap to replace. I was in a really tough spot after that because the bike itself was secured, but someone saw, ooh, let me steal those handlebars. I guess there was a market for handlebars. They stole them off my mountain bike at UNLV.
Wow. Of all things. What does anyone have anything weirder than handlebars? We can play like what has been stolen from you poker here. Can you raise a handlebar? Let's talk to Sierra. Hey, Sierra. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What was stolen from you?
So my hard drive for my computer was stolen from me.
Where was and it? How did you notice it? What was there a ton of stuff on there?
No, so my computer wouldn't turn on, so I went to get it fixed, and the guy told me, well, I know why, because your hard drive is missing. And it's just so baffling to me because no one had really been in my house, maybe a couple people. I just don't know who would have done it. To this day, I still don't know, and I'm just worried because someone has my hard drive with all my stuff and pictures on it.
Oh, that's my weird. Gosh, that is so bizarre. Yeah, and just, like, not knowing. They had to get in your house to do that.
But they didn't steal the computer. They got in there and just took the hard drive itself?
Oh.
That's odd.
Yeah, the whole hard drive. Like, someone had to take the back of my computer off, take my hard drive, and put it back on. It's so weird to me. I still have not figured it out. It's been 5 years.
And then they put the back of the computer base back on the thing?
Yeah, so they had to, like, that would have taken a long time in my house, which nobody really has, so the whole thing is weird to me. Still.
No exes, no landlords,
no
disgruntled family members.
Yeah.
we've had our suspicions, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Well, thanks for calling, Sierra. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Bo. Hey, Bo, what was stolen from you?
Good morning, guys. Well, among numerous things, the biggest one was probably my car.
How did you discover that? That's got to be the worst feeling, walking out and then it's not there. What happened?
That's exactly it. I parked over at the Broad Acres swap meet over there on Las Vegas Boulevard in Pecos. Went in shopping for 2 or 3 hours, came out, and my car went there. It's like, that's a weird feeling. It's like, well, I know I parked it right here. So it was gone with a case of beer in the trunk and a full tank of gas.
And did you ever get it back?
I did. Apparently, they found it the next day, but I didn't hear about it until Friday. So then that cost like $700 to get it out of the lot. So, yeah.
Was the beer still there?
The beer was gone. And the tank was empty.
Oh, son of guns.
Oh, those jerks. Fools. They had a party. Oh, man, I'm sorry. This one says, my car was broken into. All they took was all the documents in my glove compartment. My house was completely ransacked when I was out of town, and the only thing missing was a packet of my headshots. That's bizarre. Wow. That's scary stuff. Hey, really quick, I want to wish a very happy 12th birthday to my buddy Brock. Happy birthday, friend. I hope you have the greatest day. Love you, love you, love you so, so much. He's celebrating the big one, too, today.
Wow. Happy birthday, Brock. That's awesome.
We love you.
Making a special one.
Yes.
Okay, coming up next, we got the Hot 3. What do you have for us?
All right, your smartphone is soon going to be able to recognize you just by how you do this. We'll tell you what it is. Also, it's National Cheap Flight Day, y'all. Planning to go somewhere? Make sure you stay tuned for this story. And the average person is going to use 126 different ones of these in their life. Do you even come close? I certainly don't. We'll talk about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
And there's tickets for you to see Imagine Dragons. They're up here in less than 5 minutes. That is Gail. It is Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
And this is Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
You are caller 20.
Yeah.
You got tickets to see Imagine Dragons. They're coming to town over at Allegiant Stadium. You are in for free. Congrats.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. We're excited for you. Hold on 1 second. We'll get your information. And we have your tickets to go see Imagine Dragons all week long. In fact, the next pair for you coming up at 9:40.
Let's go. Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Researchers in France, they trained an artificially intelligent algorithm to identify an individual based on patterns in their hand vibrations while holding a smartphone. They actually, is this cool or is this creepy? Your smartphone will soon be able to recognize you just by how you hold it. They recruited volunteers to each hold the smartphone, and then the device's sensors collected all this data, and the AI used about half of this data to figure out the best way to differentiate individual smartphone users. And then they tested the algorithm with people, and it identified the correct person 92.5% of the time within 1.5 seconds. Just by holding it, they're like, oh, that's so-and-so holding it. Oh, that's so-and-so holding it. The only thing stopping this technology from being used, like some sort of, you know, secret password on your smartphone, is movement affects its accuracy. So that could be the only thing. Like if you're in a car or on a train or something, the vehicle motion will drown out the signal. But it's just weird that we have that kind of AI that it can do something like that.
Do you hold your phone a certain way? Obviously, with the way your fingers kind of wrap around the thing.
Like I always hold it the same way with my pinky kind of supporting it, my thumb on the on the side, and then my fingers just kind of loose. But my pinky is always supporting it.
Your pinky. See, I go like that. Pinky's not
how
full
do you
support.
Scroll if you're using your thumb?
Oh, then
to
I go to scroll. My pinky does drop down.
Yeah, like that's how I
but
do it.
You go long. Your pinky is a long support. My pinky's a stick out support.
Well, my pinky's not that long. I have kind of small hands.
But your phone sits on your...
Yeah, it just kind of rests there. And if you look, I think we all have like an indentation in our pinkies. This isn't even my wonky pinky, but we all have like a little indentation in our pinkies from letting our phone sit there. It's so bizarre.
And for saying I can't see it, we actually stream our 7 o'clock hour live streaming on Facebook and YouTube. So everyone watching right now can see our wonky pinkies.
Yeah, that's not even my wonky one. I'm not going to even show that because it's weird. Also this morning, if you just bought plane tickets yesterday, get ready to kick yourself. Today is National Cheap Flight Day. When ticket prices tend to start dropping ahead of the holidays, gas prices are down from earlier this summer. That helps, but it's mainly because kids are back in school. So the summer travel season is over. Airlines like to keep flights as full as possible to maximize profits. So historically, August 23rd is when they tend to start cutting prices to increase demand. A website that tracks this stuff says prices peaked around June 15th, and by the end of July, they had already dropped 20%. They should dip a little more by the end of August, but they're not going to be too cheap for long. They usually start to go back up around the end of September as we start gearing up for the holidays.
Need any tickets? Buy them now.
Yeah, this is the time to do it. Otherwise, they're just going to start going back up. And then finally, this morning, this number seemed crazy at first, but maybe not. Now that I'm thinking about it, over the course of your lifetime, how many different email addresses do you think you will use? Now, would you say it's more than 50? A new study found that for the average person, the answer is now 126.
What?
Yeah. Now, if that seems high, just think back on how many you've already had. That includes the first email you came up with, the one you replaced it with, because, you know, having your birth year wasn't professional enough. How many emails you had through schools you've attended, all the jobs you've ever had, any website domains you ever bought, any side hustles or small businesses you've started, any dummy accounts you created just to sign up for stuff without getting spammed. When you include all of those, 126 throughout your whole life might not be so crazy.
I'm just counting the ones I remember. Seven. I've got seven.
But just think of all of them. Like, my first email was my school email at CU, .edu. And I was just like, I'm the coolest. I have an email. And then I've had UNLV emails. I've had the different versions of our company that
That's true, I've had.
I have my spam accounts. I've got like four or five spam accounts, so I try not to get ads on my regular accounts. If I have to do something, if I buy something, I give them the dummy emails. Yeah, I don't know if it's 126, but it's a lot more than I previously
thought. Break down, I bought some websites throughout the years. I guess every single website that I purchase, I do get an email address from those websites as well.
You might have more than you think.
I still rock in my very first one, though. RadioJC at Yahoo.com. That's embarrassing when I give that out. Can I have an email? Yeah, it's RadioJC.
Maybe it's time to shut that one down.
I think I need to.
And that's it. There you go.
All right, coming up here, 8 o'clock hour, 8:25, those tickets for you. We have an Apple HomePod Mini for you when you win Heads Up. Also, 8 o'clock hour, it's Tuesdays. So we have Try Tuesday coming up around 8:15. And Steph has left to go get the items.
Is she gone?
She's gone.
Oh, man. I don't know how I feel about this one. At first, I was, like, excited. Now I'm like, I'm losing my excitement really fast the more I think of 8:15 coming.
And we'll be streaming our reactions live as well. That's all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
94.1. It is 7:58. If you ever want to reach out, we are here. You can call us or text us at 702-364-9400. I can't believe your niece turned 21. That's crazy.
I know.
How did that happen?
How did time? It is so weird. Yesterday was her 21st birthday. And I know going into it, she was talking about going out with her girlfriends and stuff to the town next door and going out at night. And at one point, my sister and my mom, we're going to join them all for a drink. But maybe that was starting later in the evening because my sister sent a text message to the family saying that my niece's name, her name is Belle. She wanted to go buy her first alcoholic drink. So she went to the store and she bought a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Just one. And she brought it home and they sat down for dinner and she opened it up and she had a couple sips and then it sat there at dinner. And then they made their way into the family room afterwards and sat there, started watching The Bachelor. My sister was sending pictures of it. She's like, oh, she took a second sip. And then at one point, it moved to the coffee table. And by night's end, she had like half of it done. So I don't know if she was going out. I sent my sister a message. She didn't respond yet. I wasn't sure if maybe she was going out and that was just kind of like a fun little thing. But technically, her 21st birthday was spent watching The Bachelor, drinking a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
But I'm sure she wouldn't have it any other way. She was probably with her favorite people in the world, and she got her first taste of alcohol, which is completely overrated. Or maybe it's not her first taste. That was your determination earlier.
Yeah, I was guessing I had one before.
Her first legal taste, I guess. and then hanging out with your family. I remember on my 21st birthday, I was with my family. I think we went out to dinner, and then my friends, I met up with my friends, and then they took me to downtown Denver, and we hit up some of the bars down there in Lodo, which is lower downtown, and there was a place called I-Beam. That was like the place to go. I-Beam. And they're like, we're going to go to I-Beam. And we went there and like danced and they were giving me all these drinks. And I just remember everything was going smoothly until someone brought me a mind eraser.
Oh, no.
And that's when things just took a turn for the worse. And I have a very limited recollection on what happened after that. But they got me home safe, and that's all that mattered. And I don't think I felt good for like 3 or 4 days after that. But what a way to ring in 21, you know?
What was the guys were drinking beers, and then someone said you got to do the shot?
No, because me and my friend Amber, we always had a vodka cranberry. That was our drink. And then my friend Ross was like, "Let's get some mind erasers." I'm like, "What? Okay." And they don't taste like anything. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It tasted like I was drinking a Dr. Pepper. And so it was like no big deal. And oh man, that was a mess. But I have good memories of it though.
It sounds like a great night. And those were some of those like classic shots of the, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s. Mind Eraser. I remember The Surfer on Acid was a shot. Sex on the Beach was also a type of shot.
Oh, yeah. That was such a dumb shot.
Oh, I'm sure the bartenders just hated that. Yeah, I'll have two Surfer on Acids and one Sex on the Beach and two Bud Lights for the ladies.
Did you ever order the gummy bears, the gummy bear shot?
Wait, what was in that one?
I don't remember. Because
it tasted like a gummy bear, right?
Yeah. Gummy bear shot. Oh, man. It's literally the first thing that came up. So what is that made of? Cherry vodka, peach schnapps liqueur, pineapple juice, and lemon lime soda. Wow, that sounds delicious, actually.
That should be our Try Tuesday coming up here.
That sounds delicious.
My 21st birthday, so August 10th is my birthday, and it was like on like a Tuesday or Wednesday. So a lot of my buddies were out of town or working. So my buddy Tim, who's my roommate, we went to Moose's, if anyone remembers Moose's in the 90s, who's on Maryland Parkway right across from UNLV. So we're at Moose's having some dinner, drinking some beers. And when he went into the bathroom at Moose's, behind the urinals, there were ads for stuff to do in town. There are all kinds of ads. So when you're taking a leak, you see these ads. And so we're going there, we're both taking a leak, and right in front there is an ad for the bungee jumping next to the Circus.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim's like, dude, we should go bungee jumping. I'm like, what? He's like, look, right here in front of us. I'm like, look at that. All right, let's go do it. So we drove over. There was a bungee jumping place next to Circus, and we went bungee jumping on my 21st birthday.
That's a way to do it, you know, jumping into adulthood, so to speak. It's so symbolic, isn't it?
It is, but I look back and the place is shut down now. I'm like, I'm surprised they let us go because we were drunk by the time we got there. You had to sign waivers, and then we got up there, and it took me at least 30 minutes to get off that platform. I'm up there. There's a crowd gathering. I just couldn't get the courage to do it. And I finally, and it was a bungee where it was wrapped around your waist. It wasn't around your feet. It was around my waist. And I finally got the courage to do it. And I, you know, bounced back up. And it was fun. It was a blast. And my buddy Tim, he did it. We have it on video. It's back at my parents' house. I should try to get it. We have the video of me bungee jumping on my 21st birthday.
That's something that you'll always remember. Not like the majority of us who just drink ourselves into oblivion and don't have any recollection.
I did that the night before.
Oh, okay.
Well, and the weekend before and the year before.
Before you turned 21? How? How is this possible? Did you have a fake ID?
I did. It was from, we got it in California. We went to some place in California to get it. And it was so dumb. I made myself like 28. Like, why do I make myself like 22? I said I was 28. So he looked at it. It says I was 28 years old. Why didn't I just, pick the date of 21 or 22? It's so stupid.
Did anyone ever question it, like, that you were 28?
No.
That's the part. They're like, yeah, I believe you.
Like, you're not 28. You look like you're 37, sir. You may enter. I think I have it somewhere. Just take a photo. So, yeah, California.
Was it your actual name?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was the real deal. Yeah, we went to some shady place. It was like $50. Some back room, paid the guy, then we left, and it was kind of scary.
Man, and no issues on it? Never got taken away?
Never got taken away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it works. So don't do that, though. Don't get a fake ID. Come.
Yeah, now that I've done it, don't do it.
I'm sure there's, like, better ways to do it. Like, you could probably get a really good one, but this was, back in the 90s.
Oh,
just
my God.
It was the best thing. So coming up here, 825, we do have that Apple HomePod Mini. That's yours. When you win Heads Up, and we also have Try It Tuesday coming up, and we now have mixed emotions on this.
Yeah, so we were like, yeah, let's do this. Everybody's talking about this product. Let's do it. And now the more we think about it, the more we're like, ew, I don't want to do this. This sounds But Steph is picking up the item. It has been talked about quite a bit just because a lot of people are saying, why? Why would you create a product like this? We'll tell you what it is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We just started 60 plus minutes commercial free. And in about 5 minutes, we have your Apple HomePod Mini. That's yours when you win Heads Up.
Okay, it is Try It Tuesday. We do this every Tuesday. And we are currently live streaming. If you want to watch as we do Try It Tuesday, this is where we try a product before you buy it. Maybe it's not a product. Maybe it's a trend. Maybe it's just something that is super big on social media right now. This is why we do Try It Tuesday. And if you ever have any suggestions for Try It Tuesday, we love to try the things that you want us to try. Just shoot us an email. Go to our website, mix941.fm. So today's Try It Tuesday, it's like a double-edged sword. At first, I was like, okay, this will be fun. And now the more I'm thinking about it, the more I'm like, ooh, I don't know. And what we are doing for today's Try It Tuesday is from our good friends at Starbucks. So I'm currently holding up on our live stream on YouTube and Facebook Live. It just looks like a regular cold brew, right? No big deal. Nothing big about this. Well, this is actually one of the items off of their new menu that came out just a couple of weeks ago, and it is their cold brew lemonade. cold brew lemonade.
It doesn't look lemonade-y. This is like a coffee Arnold Palmer. Because Arnold Palmer is what iced tea and lemonade, right?
Yes. I think that's exactly what it is. I think that they are trying to bring coffee into the conversation when it comes to the Arnold Palmer. And there are hilarious responses to this item on social media. People are saying everything from "this is the worst thing I've ever tasted" to "I think I just drank chemicals." I mean, people are railing this. So is it as bad as they're saying it is, I guess, is our question, right?
Yeah. I was reading some of those responses. Tastes like cat urine.
Oh,
how bad
gosh.
Could it be? I just thinking about it, though, when we talked about doing this, I got excited. But thinking about it today, there's a lot. It's very acidic. How's it going to sit with your stomach?
Yeah, coffee and lemonade.
Yeah,
but I guess tea and lemonade would be acidic also, and people do that all the time. So it can't be that bad, right? Some people are saying that they don't entirely hate it. It would have been better if they used a fruitier cold brew. But yeah, it's the new cold brew lemonade at Starbucks that we are going to try today.
I'm smelling it. It doesn't smell good.
It doesn't?
No. Well, I mean, cold brew by itself is already very strong.
Oh,
there you
my
go.
Gosh,
reaction.
I just smelled it.
Steph, what's the reaction? Steph just ran to Starbucks to buy this. What's the reaction when you ordered it? The barista was like, oh, no, one of these things. Are they cool with you?
So our girl Lydia, she's super sweet. I go to her. She's in the Albertsons off Warm Springs and Rainbow. And I asked her, I'm like, have you tried the cold brew lemonade? She said, no. But she knows it's all over TikTok. So I said, well, we're trying it today. Wish us luck. She goes, good luck. So there's your answer.
Oh, no. All right. Does anyone want to be the first to do it? Or do you nominate me? What do you guys
think? We nominate Mercedes.
Yeah, Mercedes. Have at it, my friend.
Okay. Going to try this cold brew lemonade.
Are you doing a little sip or are you going in for a gulp?
I'm going to go in like it's a regular Starbucks drink. I mean, I probably will regret that. But I just feel like to give it a fair shot, I have to go full in, okay? Oh, I'm already like, I can feel my throat constricting. Okay, here we go. Oh, oh, it's awful. Oh, it is disgusting. Disgusting.
What is it taste?
The aftertaste.
How bad could this be? Seriously, it can't be that bad.
No, it's that bad.
Describe the taste.
Like a combination between motor oil and Windex.
What?
It is not good, you
it's
guys.
It's not that bad.
Not
no
good.
Way. No.
Oh,
Steph, you
gross.
Do it.
No,
I'm not even going in for a second. Like, that is a one and done.
JC, you next. I'll go last.
Did you go all in?
Yeah, you got to go all in. Because if you take a little sippy sip, it's not going to work.
We'll
you
got
to
go
all in.
All right, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, aftertaste.
Yeah, there's aftertaste.
Yeah, aftertaste is still coming up.
Ugh.
It's right there. Chemicals, yeah.
Chemicals?
I've never had cat urine, but I'm thinking if I did, this would be it.
Oh, gosh.
Hold on,
I would choose cat urine over that.
No way.
Yo, don't let it sit on your tongue. That's when it really hits you.
And I just took a drink of regular coffee, but I still taste it. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's not good.
It is not good at all. Does anyone order this as like, oh, I can't wait to get my cold brew lemonade today? Like, that is just horrendous.
Mix it up, Steph.
Okay, and look at someone responded.
Vinicio says, I'm a big fan. Are you serious?
A big fan of what?
Of the show, right?
Of the show, of Try It Tuesday.
No, I think of the show, or no, not of the show, of the drink.
Yeah, I think so too. I was just crazy response, Vinicio.
Oh, okay, Steph, you're up. Give it a shot.
Kind of nervous after your guys' responses to it.
You're going to have to go all in on it, though.
All right.
You can do this.
Let's go.
Oh, that was it, a big gulp.
Oh. Hold on. Actually,
no, she likes it.
It's not that bad.
Oh,
no, it's horrible. It's the aftertaste. During, it's like, ooh, lemonade, ooh, cold brew. And then you wait, and it tastes, yeah, it's not good.
If you ever think someone has COVID, give them this drink. If they say, oh, yeah, it's not that bad. Yeah, they've also, they can't taste.
Oh, it's getting worse.
Yes, it lingers. Oh my God. This is just, I mean, like when you get your oil changed and they have to take the oil to some other place, I think that's where they collect it.
Do another sip. Do it, Mercedes.
No.
Come on, everyone, one more shot.
No, I'm done.
Okay, one, two, three, go. Oh, well, I changed my mind.
Ew!
It's like the lemonade sits on your tongue, and then we swallow that. You get that coffee punch, and the two don't mix well together.
It does not mix at all. This is a big thumbs down, two thumbs down, nose down, head down, everything down on this.
I'm lying on the floor down.
I mean, this is right there with the spicy gum that we did in terms of how terrible it was. I mean, I would say that just because we had physical symptoms from the other one, it was worse. But, oh, that was bad.
I need something to wash it down with. I think I'm going to eat some, like, this. I have some cheese.
Yeah, we should get bagels or something. That spicy gum, Mercedes, we were just looking for something to drink, and you gave me that, I would not drink it. I would deal with the spice.
Even if I said, this will put out the spice.
No way.
You're like, I'll do it.
I think my stomach is going to be really mad at me later.
But that's why we only took a couple of drinks.
Hopefully. Everyone hold your drinks up. How'd we do? Who drank the most?
Oh, definitely you, JC.
When did I do that?
Yeah, this is going straight in the toilet.
Sink. Yeah.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, that's a big thumbs down. Do not try on that one.
If you're
going to Starbucks, there's so many better things you can get.
Like dirt.
I would eat dirt over this.
Get the gravel from the parking lot. Let's do that next week. It's Starbucks gravel.
This is horrendous. Ew.
Oh, God.
All right, let's go from that to something really nice. Heads up, and we want caller 20 at 702-364-9400. That's you. You get to play Heads Up, and this is a great prize.
Yes, you get our cold brew. No, just kidding. We have a very cool Apple HomePod Mini for you. You want to listen to Mix 94.1 at home or at work, bring this Apple HomePod Mini with you. You want to get the weather. You want to do trivia. All sorts of things can be done on this. It's really cool. And your chance to win is right now. Caller 20 gets it. You just pick your category. You pick your partner. And if you get 6 in 60 seconds, you will win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get our contestant this morning. It is Kenneth. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning.
You are in for Heads Up. You just need to pick your category and your partner. Do you want to go with Chef's Kitchen, Money in the Bank, Ride'em Cowboy, or Kevin Bacon?
Let's go with Money in the Bank.
All right, Money in the Bank it is. National Financial Awareness Day was this past Sunday. So these are all things that are associated with money. Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Let's go with Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Kenneth, my friend, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, and you'll get that Apple HomePod Mini. You two, you start now.
There's a couple of different kinds of accounts. You can have a checking account or this kind of an account.
Savings.
Yes.
Savings.
You pay these every month. You got to pay your
bills.
Yes. You might take one of these out if you don't have enough money.
A loan.
Yes. When you take out that loan, you're going to have to pay this on it because it's not free.
Interest?
Yes. When you need to get cash quick, there's these things that you can go to put your card in.
ATM?
Yes. This is when you want to say, I want to charge it. You put it on this.
Credit card.
Yes!
Yes.
You got it. Oh, my gosh. You were amazing, Kenneth. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Kenneth,
oh, my God.
You got yourself an Apple HomePod Mini, and you also made the 30-second club. You guys did it under 30 seconds. That's an elite club to be in. So congratulations, buddy. Hold on 1 second.
We'll
get your information. We have these Apple HomePod Minis all week long when you win Heads Up, just like Kenneth did. Now, next hour, 9:40, tickets for you to go see Imagine Dragons when they perform at Allegiant Stadium in September. I watched...
You did.
The whole time. I took a picture.
You did?
I did. I started to tear up. I started to tear up, and I said I felt like I shouldn't be watching what I wanted to watch, so I'll send you the photo that I took.
She told me to tell you, thanks for everything, and goodbye.
Stop it.
I guess we should let everyone know what's going on.
Oh, gosh.
So my husband and daughter just stopped by the radio station here, and they pulled up to say goodbye. They're headed to school and just got to say, I don't want to say my final goodbye because I'm going to see her at the end of the week.
Yeah.
But she's leaving Las Vegas. So...
It's hard. It's so hard. I never put thought into it on the parent side of it up until you were sharing your experiences this year. And it's just, I was just thinking about it. I'm watching you two out there, you know, hugging, and I just sent you the photo. And I'm thinking about, it just seems like a blink of an eye that we're back when she was graduating. Or when we started talking about college. It's like, oh, what are we going to do when she heads off? Well, here we are at that day. And
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you and Matt done such a wonderful job of raising a beautiful, smart woman. And she's going to, you know, just kick butt out there. But it is so hard to see your kid go into your friend's kid go to college. Dang.
She's going to kill it. I am so excited for her. And it's hard. You know, I walked out there and I can tell she's upset and I'm like just, and I know they're listening right now, so I'm not trying to make anyone more upset, but you know, I'm doing my best to hold it together because I have, you know, it's my job to be strong and you know, let her know everything's going to be okay. Cause it is going to be okay. But like I'm, you know, when your best friend moves away, it's hard and you're going to miss them. But yeah, I'm so proud of her. And this, I told her just now, I said, this is not the end of anything. This is just the continuation and it's going to get better and it's going to get better. And, I'm just so excited for her. And she, you know, she's obviously scared of the unknown. And I just said, you just have to open yourself up for this new opportunity because it's going to be awesome. And I couldn't be more excited for her. She is just one of the best people I've ever met in my life. And she's such a good person. And anyone who becomes friends with her is going to be lucky to be her friend. And yeah, I just, that was harder than I anticipated. And like I said, this isn't even like goodbye yet. That'll be this weekend.
You get to see her this weekend. Then you guys had kind of like at Sundays, like the closing ceremonies, because there's weekend things for the whole family, right? Happening Saturday and Sunday with you guys. Like you said, there's planned events for the
they have
parents
like
and kids.
Family events and stuff like that. But originally they were just going to go because they actually have to be there for an appointment this afternoon and there wasn't going to be enough time. And I'm so grateful that she wanted to stop by and say goodbye in person because, you know, my last goodbye was me falling asleep watching Only Murders in the Building to her last night. That was my goodbye last night. So just to be able to have that opportunity to hug her and give her kisses and all that. But
she's going to be, I mean, she's going to make just, it is a scary thing. You're moving away from home for the first time. You're going to live with complete strangers you don't know. But just within, as the days go on, literally as the hours go on, you're going to make new friends and get more comfortable out there. And I mean, we've all done it, gone away to college. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful experience. I remember when I came to Las Vegas, I'm like, I want to get out there and graduate as fast as possible and get back home. You know, I didn't want to step into it. Look at this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look what happens.
Well, someone just texted us, says, imagine how it was for your parents when you both moved to Las Vegas. And I'm thinking, they were like, thank God.
Seriously, yeah. I moved out here in 95. My parents visited in 97.
My parents were like, it's about damn time.
Seriously.
Wait a minute. I'm going to need a cinnamon.
My dad was supposed to fly out with me the night before. He's like, you know what? I got some business. I'll fly out and see you after you get settled 2 years later.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, still like, Mom, I call it. I'm like, hi, Mom. And she's like, who's this? I'm like, it's one of your daughters. Which one? Oh, okay. Hey,
Mom and Dad, I think about coming home for Thanksgiving. We're still under lockdown here in Pennsylvania. You are? Yeah. Really weird laws. No one can come and go. We're still under lockdown.
Meanwhile, visits brother.
Meanwhile, traveling to Florida.
Oh yeah.
Man. Well, Sophie, we love you so much. And Matt, too. Pat on the back, man. You said, Mercedes, I've never met a more special person, a wonderful person, which is true, but I'm thinking you created that person.
Oh, well.
You and Matt created that person.
I don't know, man. I don't take any of the credit for that. She is who she is, and that. Thank you for saying that, but... Oh,
shout out to Brooklyn too. The house is yours, my friend.
she's gonna miss.
Oh my gosh, you can imagine.
But at least I don't have to hear fighting as often.
You're gonna miss that fighting.
No, I am.
All right, hot three is coming up next. What do you have for
All
us?
All right, are you a smart drinker? What is a smart drinker, and what makes a smart drinker? We're gonna talk about that coming up. Also, would you ever be interested in doing reality TV? A lot of Americans say yes. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. And a new study says women's libidos go up when this happens. What is it? We'll tell you coming up next in the Hot 3.
Here we go.
Three, two.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Okay, so are you a smart drinker? Well, if you're easing into a night when you know you're going to have multiple drinks, you might think, okay, I have to pace myself, and then after that, your pace goes off the rails. Well, that's not a smart drinker, okay? In a survey of people 21 and over, we must add, 52% consider themselves smart drinkers, meaning that they have mastered the art of knowing what and how much to drink. Generally speaking, here is what they say. Most smart drinkers pace themselves at about 2 drinks per hour, and they typically choose low volume alcoholic beverages. Like, what is that? Like beer or what?
I guess, yeah.
What's low volume?
What do you consider low? Maybe just a light pour. If you're having a kettle and tonic, vodka tonic, do a light pour.
Yeah. Smart drinkers generally, they pace themselves at 2 drinks per hour, and then they also eat a meal before drinking. And this is the key. They don't mix different types of alcohols when they drink. I think that is a huge, huge thing. More so, like, I could have 3 glasses of wine and feel great, or I could have 2 glasses of wine and 1 vodka club soda and just be done. Like, it's just, I can't mix at all.
Yeah, mixing's bad. You get to a point, too, where I think, do you know your limit? I know my limit when it comes to how many glasses of wine or kettle and tonics. I know that third kettle and tonic, like you saw last week, that's gonna put me over the edge a little bit, but it's not going to put me to the extreme. That fourth one is really going to do me in. So when we went back to the bar and our boss bought me a fourth one, I took one sip and put it down. Like, I got to get up early. I know my limits. And same with wine. If we're at a restaurant, 1 glass, 2 glasses, that third glass, now I'm going to enter a different zone. I know my max limit.
What's that saying? Wine is like boobs. You know, 1 glass is not enough. 3 is too many. 2 is just right. That's what they try to keep in that area. That's how it is for me. 2, I'm good to go. 3, I'm fine. I just get a little more chatty, but I'm fine. I don't go off over 3 because mm-hmm. then that's a bottle and that's too much for me. I just know I can't do that.
But you go back to, we were talking earlier about your 21st birthday, go back to college and stuff. It would be a couple beers before we went out, all those different shots, the surfer on acid, the mind erase, do those shots, go back to beer. Oh, it's okay to have this. And just, but you wake up the next day like, ugh. Let's do it again.
Yeah, let's do it again. Also this morning, you probably watched a reality TV show and thought, who would actually go on this show? Well, now we know. A new series of polls asked people how interested they'd be in competing on 3 types of reality shows: dating, makeovers, and home renovation. Would you go on any one of those?
I would do the home renovation one, yeah.
I don't think I would, because I don't think they do quality work on those.
Really?
I think that they just go in there, do what they have to do to make it look good, and then they're bailing. That's what I've read on a lot of some, you know, those homemaker over shows that these people, they, you know, they're left with, you know, issues, and then they go back and they're like, well, sorry, you got what you got. And it's like, oh, no, well, now I have to spend even more to get this fixed, you know?
Yeah, I heard there's a lot. I mean, it's they're put on a TV show is what they're doing. So I've heard of ones where I think there's one where you look at three different houses, then you buy the house and renovate it. I had some friends that did it. They already owned the house, so to get their stuff out and pretend they were buying the house. And then also, too, you're spending your own money to do the renovations on a lot of these shows. They're not coming in and giving you the $150,000 renovation. That's your own money. You got to have that stuff ready to go.
Yeah, that's the key. If they're doing it for free, I'm like, okay, maybe. But yeah, they're definitely asking you to spend your cash. Well, 21% of people say they are interested in being on a dating reality show. 10% said very interested. Men are twice as likely to be into it, and naturally younger adults were far more eager to sign up for those. 32% of people say they're down to be on a makeover show, with 14% saying very interested. People from the Northeast and the South are the most interested, especially women between the ages of 30 and 44. And 50% of people say they would do some kind of home renovation reality show, with 24% being very interested. Women are more into it than men. And somewhat surprisingly, younger adults are more intrigued than older adults on that one.
If they came to us and said they wanted to do a radio reality show based on this morning show, put cameras in here and film us, would you be down to do that?
I would be okay with it as long as they didn't give us any like scripted content to do or cause issues. Mm-hmm. Like where I go in the diary room, I'm like, oh, JC is such a jerk. Like stuff like just to make good drama. As long as it was real, then I would do it.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm down for real. Like today would have been a great episode. You going out saying goodbye to Sophie?
Yeah.
But there's some days where it's like,
we're boring.
How you guys doing?
I got nothing. Yeah. Like I feel really bad for in the 7 o'clock social hour. I had nothing to contribute. I just had so much on my mind, and I was just sitting there, and I'm just like, man, this has got to be so boring to watch today.
But that's how it is.
Other days, there's lots of stuff going on.
Yeah.
I have another one, but we're late, so I'm just going to go ahead and save it for another time.
All right, this hour, there's tickets for you to see Imagine Dragons. We have them for you at 9:40. That's Maroon 5. We got a request for Meghan Trainor, Teddy Swims, Bad For Me. We've got that song coming up here in about 5 minutes. It is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Sorry. I was like, I was going to say, and we also have been getting some texts because people are a little upset that I teased something in the Hot 3 and then I never got to it. And it was that women's libidos go up when their partners do this. So everybody's like interested in
that. What is it, right?
They're like, wait a second, women's libido, what's going on? So just if you want to take a guess at that, what do you think makes women's libidos go up? And it's not like something typical that you would think of. It's something very simple that anyone could do. And that if you do this, a woman's libido will go up. If your partner's libido will go up, if you're a male or a female with a female partner, what is it?
Giving a back massage. She's, I'm tense and stressed, and give me a little massage. And you start giving her a back massage, and then...
I feel like that goes the other way. Because when I ask my husband for a massage, like, I really just want a massage. Like, just, I have a knot here. Can you get it out? But then he'll make it all like...
Sounds.
And I'm like, no. No, it's not that. It is... women tend to carry more, like, mental load than their male partners, and their you know, romantic lives may take a hit as a result. And so if you do this one thing, it takes so much off of their plate, and that is housework, chores. A new study shows that men who step up and do more of those things, it makes women feel better about their relationship, and therefore it increases their libido. Just doing a little bit of housework. Well, actually, I threw in a little bit. Just doing housework. You can do a lot of it.
Feel free to do it all.
Do you, do you do the majority of your housework?
I do. I do the majority of it. And Laura is appreciative. Maybe if I scaled back and then started back up again to see the change in the libido, I'm very happy with our libido lifestyle.
Libido lifestyle.
But it's not like the house is clean and she'll come home like, whoa, the house is clean. Let's go upstairs. It's just, I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's a constant effort on my side, on my part. So I can't say if that works or not.
That's a thing. Like if you do something regularly, then it doesn't seem out of the ordinary. So you got to be careful with that. Like, you always do the housework, so why would her libido go up? Because you always do the housework. It's nothing new. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? The one thing is when it comes to, so we have separate laundry. We do our own laundry. So Laura put her load in and stuff. And so I'll go to do laundry on a Saturday and take the stuff out of the washer and realize she's got stuff in the dryer and she might be at the barn with the horses. And so instead of taking her stuff out and just throwing it in a basket and put it in our bedroom, I will fold her laundry. And so she'll come home and she'll go upstairs and it'll be folded. She'll come down. You folded my laundry. She's very excited about that. It doesn't lead to relations, but there is an excitement level. I hear it in her voice. Like, you folded my laundry. Thank you. That she's super appreciative of.
That's what I call chore play. And that's when you do a chore that it's not something you typically do. It may not be like, oh, let's go upstairs or anything like that, but it's like, whoa. That's it. Yeah, everyone learn that phrase. It's called chore play. And if you do those out of the blue chores, oh man, I know it. Like, seriously, I'll get in my car and I know I need to get gas and it's full. And I'm like, you filled my car. Oh my gosh. It's amazing. So try chore play. I'm telling you, it goes a long way.
It's those little things. We had a really good chore play going on a couple weekends ago. She came home and I was downstairs and she's all excited. I folded the laundry. And then I asked her to do something for me. Like, hey, can you grab that or something? And she's like, I'm not going upstairs. And I said to her, I can easily unfold that laundry.
Be right back.
Coming up at 9:40, those tickets for you to see Imagine Dragons. They're coming up this hour.
Probably trending already.
We're trending, well.
You do know that it's trending, right?
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending is on Mix 94.1.
Drake is trending this morning. He reached a major milestone this week. Now, to celebrate their 20th anniversary, Shazam, the music app that lets you get information on a song and tell you even what song you're listening to, they announced that Drizzy is the most Shazammed artist of all time with 250 million Shazams across his solo songs and tracks he's been featured on. And the top most Shazammed Drake track is from 2016 on his Views album, and that song is One Dance.
I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my head.
This song has been Shazammed more than 17 million times.
I need a one dance.
What you doing?
I'm trying to tell Steph we have some visitors coming.
Oh.
And I think they're out back trying to get in.
Oh.
The little kids running around outside.
Let us in.
And I'm trying to get Steph up like, hey, I think the kids are out back.
Yeah, they're outside. They're waiting. I told them, give me about 5 minutes. We're on the air. So they're excited. They're probably like, is that them? We're trying to peek in our window.
This is Enzo from last week who said he wasn't a fan of the show, but his sister was. So we're going to convert Enzo to listen to Mercedes in the Morning.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to him. His sister said that she was so upset because her brother hates the show and she likes to listen to it. And we asked Enzo why he hated it so much. And he's like, because you guys talk too much. And so he's actually here. We're going to meet him.
Such cute kids to float around outside.
Yeah. I can't wait to see if we can change his mind at all.
He's not leaving until he's a fan.
Or should we just like ignore him completely and only talk to his sister?
He's 6 years old.
I'm kidding. I would never
bring the sister to end. He has to stay out.
I would never
out, buddy.
Do that. No, we're going to win him over.
We have shirts for the sister. Nothing for Enzo.
Also trending this morning is Elton John and Britney Spears. Their collab is coming out on Friday, but Elton John unveiled a snippet of it on TikTok yesterday. The song is called Hold Me Closer. It's a melody of Elton's 1971 hit Tiny Dancer. And the music, we have a snippet, the snippet you can listen to here in a second. It's set to a pop beat. It's got a little bit of auto tune, some guitar, and they released the cover art, which is a side by side. Did I do that?
No, I'm trying to. We have 42 clips in today's folder.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get to the
I'm
Elton
like,
John.
My arms are crossed. What did I do? The song, they released a cover art, which is childhood photos of both Britney and Elton together. But here is the snippet that he released of their song coming out on Friday called Hold Me Closer.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer. Count the headlights on the highway.
Does it kick in? You heard the whole song. I feel like after that it's going to be like, boom! Lay me down.
Yes. So I got to hear the entire song yesterday on a record call. And I was telling you guys, like, I think I need a couple more listens because I wasn't blown away. And I told the label that. I was like, I didn't love it. It felt lazy to me. It felt just like an auto-tuned remix of Tiny Dancer with Britney added in. And I actually wanted to hear more Britney on it. And the guy from the label was like, well, you know, she's at the beginning of it. Did you hear that? I'm like, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I need more listens.
You get more Elton than Britney?
I felt like that.
Oh.
But I don't know. I'll be curious to see what you guys think of it.
I like that. The 8 to 10 seconds we got there. Yeah. I like that. But like you brought it to a great point. It's supposed to be like kind of a different version. It does just sound like a cool cover of it. But I do like what I hear so far.
Yeah, you know how like on Cold Heart with Dua Lipa and Elton John, it's like you can hear Rocket Man in it, but it's a different song.
Yeah.
But there's Rocket Man. On this one, I feel like it's still just Tiny Dancer, but Britney's on it. So it just it didn't feel the same to me.
You're talking about this Dua Lipa right here.
Different song,
yeah.
But it's based on the same. So I don't know. Like I said, I don't want to like give everyone, you know, talk bad. And it's like, you got to come to your own conclusion, but just full transparency. I was kind of meh on it. So we'll see. Maybe when it comes out on Friday, I'll like it. Who knows?
Couple more spins. Yeah.
Yeah. And then finally this morning, Taco Bell is trending. This is quite the turnaround from the whole Mexican pizza debacle earlier this year. They might start selling actual pizza now or something close to it. They're calling it a cheesy Chipotle chicken flatbread. It's a toasted flatbread. It's got chicken, onions, cheese, tortilla strips, Chipotle sauce on there. And they're currently testing them at a few locations in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's not clear if or when they plan to go nationwide with it, but there a bunch of different combinations possibly on that. It sounds like they kind of got the feeling that pizza might be a big thing based on the Mexican pizza reaction. So we'll see how this one goes over, and that's what's trending.
9:40, your tickets to see Imagine Dragons.